Good morning and welcome to our sports update here on www.goforgold, presented by me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Perez. Australia are preparing for the first one-day international scheduled to get underway in approximately 3.5 hours from now. And what's interesting is Tim David is not in the squad, because Tim David, remember, was named as the most valuable player in the recently concluded T20 series, but he does not have a central contract with Australia, and he's committed himself for the Caribbean Premier League, so he has already departed for that, so he will not be considered based on the fact that he is not a member of the central squad, which gives him the permission, in fact, that he can travel for a franchise series. But the team will be captained by Mitch Marsh. More on that on our update tomorrow. And then today there'll be an important press conference in India, where India will announce their Asia Cup squad today at this press conference. So looking forward to that. Then again, Pakistan too have announced their squad. Agar Salman will captain this side. As far as Sri Lanka is concerned, we are still awaiting the final squad approval, and hopefully we should have the squad announced through the sports ministry. Keep our eyes focused, but there is lots of possibilities that they may try out Navindra Fernando and also Kamil Mishra. But that is only being suggested by a set of experts. We're still not too sure as to what the final outcome of the selectors who will name the squad, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 days. That's for the Zimbabwe mini-series. Far as rugby is concerned, all eyes are focused at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium, where Trinity play against Royal in the blue ribbon of rugby. And many are of the view, even though Trinity are favourites to win the Bradby Shield this year, they have their work cut out. They need to improve, especially in their infringements and also keeping play. They feel more on the Royal territory. So that is something being predicted by the experts. Exciting weekend ahead, that's for sure. And of course, cricket does have a little bit of a slumber. But like I made mention yesterday, it's all for the month of August. But then come September, it's going to be in full force. We hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning as much as Lucky Peters and I had the pleasure of presenting it to you in our sports update. Meantime, get your headsets on, spin your record in your favorites and mine for your listening pleasure.